CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brendan Dequeue, the good things guy. At the beginning of every show, I bring you all the relevant news that mainstream media are talking about, all that stuff that you can see all over the mainstream media, websites, newspapers, just basically I touch on the headlines of what's going on in the world, because you need to have the balance, right? You need to be able to say, flip, man, I watched Sona last week and I saw what the president did and I know about the EFF and all those things. But that's not the only stuff happening in South Africa or the world. If you want to get all of those updates, visit mainstream media. That's not why you come here. You come here to get the good things. There are so many incredible things happening in South Africa and the world right now that we can really just be proud of. Today we're going to bring you a couple of different stories, a couple of inspirational interviews with really cool people, a bus driver's anonymous act of kindness in Durban went viral, and it was caught on CCTV, so he wasn't even looking for it to go viral. We're going to bring you an update on that story, as well as an entire community coming together to help a homeless man. The homeless man had his two dogs taken away from him. Quite a hectic story. I think someone thought that they were doing a good deed by taking the dogs away and dropping them off at the SPCA. But actually, the guy is pretty well known in Melville, and he was really looking after them. So we're going to bring you an update to that story. A nine-year-old has started a flippin' amazing initiative collecting shoes for underprivileged kids, for the needy, for the people that are on the side of the road that may not have. He got inspired because he saw a little kid on the side of the road without shoes. So we're going to tell you about that. And then we've got two farmers, a black guy and a white guy, who helped each other out, and they are flippin' inspiring the whole nation, which is so cool to hear, because those are the stories that we should be talking about and that we should be sharing. Kerry and I will kick off the show, bringing you our regular catch-up of everything that we sort of touched on last week and what we should be talking about. And then we're also going to be bringing you the only good news charting show in South Africa. You can only find that here on Cliff Central. It's how we roll. We'll bring you the top charting good news stories for the week. We also are going to bring you our special feature today that we're calling the Good Valentine feature, because it is Valentine's Day today. Proudly brought to you by Play Your Part, an initiative of Brand South Africa. From sharing love and joy through amazing campaigns around the country to an all-female country group making waves on the radio. We're going to be speaking to Dale Carolyn from Console. He'll be coming in at around 10:30 to talk about their new campaign. It's really pretty cool. And then we've also got Mitzi George. They're a new SA all-female country group who will be joining us in studio to give us a little bit of a acoustic set. Listen up and get inspired. If you guys want to get the full show, because I am doing a Facebook Live, then you can visit www.cliffcentral.com. We'll see you on the other side. Or you can get involved with us if you want to be part of the conversation. You can tweet cliffcentral.com or myself, Brent Lindekue, or Kerry Stain. You can send messages via our official WeChat account, or give us a call on 0861-555-189. We also have a WhatsApp number, Kerry.
Yes.
You know this. Do you know the number?
079-748-2090.
It's that easy. If you guys want to send us a direct WhatsApp, we will get it in studio. We'll be able to answer you. You can do it on that number. It's 079-748-2090. Kerry, how's things going?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Did you buy me something?
I'm here in person.
Your presence is present enough.
Yes.
Isn't that what people say? Valentine's Day. It's great to see all the love. It really, truly is. It's great to see all the love and people sharing their love with each other. I think Valentine's Day could be quite tough for some.
I think so too.
Because they're not in a relationship.
Well, then you know what? You call it Relationship Appreciation Day. And those that are in your life, regardless of it being a romantic relationship, you just appreciate the relationships that you do have.
Or you just appreciate yourself. Self-love.
Exactly.
Self-love.
That's it.
I bought myself roses.
Oh, yay.
Not really, but kinda.
Okay.
So Andrew and I went into the Woolies, and he picked up a pair of a pair. He picked up a bunch of flowers, and he was like, "This is for you. Happy Valentine's Day." Yesterday, and I was like, "That's pretty cool." And then we went and got all our shopping and did what we had to do, and then we got to the teller, and he gave the woman his card, and she stuck it in the machine, and she went, "The chip's not working."
No, sorry.
Computer says no.
Yeah, just no.
So I paid for my own flowers.
But that's okay. It's the thought that counts.
It's self-love, isn't it?
Yes, and it is. It really, really is. And that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
And more people need to do it.
They need to do it. Something really cool that's happening this weekend, coming up in Cape Town, Franschhoek. Yes. It's called Plus One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So friends of mine, Greg Lipton and Jean-Pierre de Abreu,
yes,
they met a couple of years ago. And, you know, they came from different backgrounds and different careers and all these different things. And they were actually featured on Alan Ford's show on Cliff Central as well. And they decided after a couple of years of being together and the love and sharing, and because it's Valentine's Day, we're bringing you this story. They decided they're going to get married, but they want to do it differently.
Aww.
Like completely out of the box.
Yes.
So Greg actually owns like an eventing company.
Yes.
And he decided that he wanted to celebrate his wedding with everyone.
Oh.
So they've created a festival that it's the inaugural one. It kicks off this weekend in Franschhoek. And it's called Plus One. So the whole basis of it is you buy a ticket, but your ticket is for two people. So it's called Plus One.
Oh, that's so clever.
And there's a whole, like a normal festival, there's dance floors and things and all sorts of things. But you can get married at the festival as well.
What?
There are wedding planners that are on the grounds to like inspire you to get married or to renew your vows or just to get married for the weekend. It's like
so
Vegas.
So you can actually get married right there at the festival.
It can be legal or it can just be for fun.
Yes.
It's your choice. You can marry your best friend. If you wanted to.
Oh, that's so amazing. So that's such a good idea.
And he's really getting married. So they're really getting married on Saturday.
With all those people.
They've invited all their friends. So
that's fabulous.
They've given tickets to come to the festival. And then anybody else who's there, they can come as well. Just to come and join.
It is like Vegas.
You know. How incredible.
It's Vegas, South African style. Outside.
We're going to put the information online so that you can... you can have a look at that story.
And those of you that aren't going yet, that want to get married, now is the time.
Boom, boom, boom.
Book your tickets, buy your tickets, and fly.
It's all we're saying. So this weekend, I went to Cape Town, right?
Yes, of course you did.
Can you hear it in my voice?
No, never. Mm-mm.
I flipping love Cape Town.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
How many times is that this year already?
I think I've been there twice or three.
Yes.
I don't know. The point is... It's like South Africa's playground.
I know.
It's always festive.
Your love affair.
The weather was beautiful. Like I couldn't get
always
better days.
Always at this time of year.
No clouds. Beautifully warm. The beers were cold. The vibe was amazing. I had friends of mine from school who live overseas.
Yes.
They live in the UK.
Oh, are they still here?
No. They came over this weekend.
Oh,
so that's why we went down to Cape Town.
Yes, okay.
So we all went down to Cape Town just to spend the weekend with good friends, good company, having really good times. And I must say, man, we live in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country.
We really do. And I cry every time I leave Cape Town.
You cry?
Yes, I get so emotional. Every time I leave Cape Town, I'm just sad.
Oh, dear.
I think it's just, it's the air, it's the people, it's the beauty, it's just everything. And then when you get on the plane, you're like, oh, no, I'm going back home.
Yeah, man. I cry because I'm afraid of turbulence.
Okay.
So while I was in Cape Town, I got given this bracelet.
Yes, I see it.
It's like a beaded, it's like, what would you call this? Like silicone
beads? Yes, it looks like silicone beads. Yes.
And I'm gonna post a photo online so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But it's got such a beautiful... story behind it.
Okay.
So the beads, the ones that I have, that you can get them in all different colors.
Yes.
Mine are see-through. As you can see, they're transparent.
Yes.
And then there's one black one.
And one white one.
And one white one.
Yes.
And the whole idea behind them, they call them loci beads. They're international. They're from all around the world. And what it means, the white bead over there, Kerry.
Yes.
Is infused with water from Mount Everest.
This one.
That one there is infused with water from Mount Everest. And what it says is even when, this is what your reminder is, even when you are at your highest high, you need to stay humble.
Hmm.
The black bead is infused with mud from the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on Earth. And what that bead represents is even when you are at your lowest of lows, always stay hopeful.
That is really beautiful.
That's what I said. I knew you'd love it. So I'm going to organize.
Where did you get them?
From the Lokai guys. They met me and they came and they gave me these beads. I'm going to organize these beads for everyone at Cliff Central. They're just so cool.
And they come in different colors.
Yeah. So you can get all different colors and all different things for them.
Oh, that's really awesome. It is beautiful. Wow.
Hey.
Yay, I like it.
Just saying. So yes. we're gonna get some of those for you. Then the other thing that I touched on at the beginning of the show was the story about the homeless man.
Yes.
Did you see it?
In Melville.
Did you see it all over social media?
Yes, I did.
So, I mean, I never knew this, but even though he's homeless, having dogs is really important. There's tests.
They're family.
There's tests that have been done.
Mm.
Science has gotten involved. As a homeless person, you are incredibly lonely.
Yes.
And your existence on this planet is lonely.
Mm.
Think about if you had to be in a bad situation, if work didn't go well, or if you couldn't pay your bills, someone would help you.
Yes.
They would take you in. They would put you up for a while.
Mm.
They would help you get back on your feet. But for some reason, we disregard the homeless. And it's a fact.
Yes, homeless people do not have codependence.
But having animals, dogs specifically, gives them a bunch of benefits.
Mm.
The first would be companionship, a relationship.
Yes.
Companionship with your best friend. Protection while you're sleeping at night.
Mm, I didn't really think about that.
It's got like a whole bunch of benefits. There's science, what would you call it? Projects that have been done.
Yes.
Experiments.
Mm.
And there's facts behind it. And this homeless guy is really well known in Melville. And I'll get to why now. So he's really well known in Melville. Everybody knows him. His name is Jonathan.
Case study.
His name is Jonathan. Apparently, some woman came to him. And she said to him, give me the pups. I mean, they're 5 and 6 years old. Give me the dogs. I'll just take them down to wherever and get them nicely fed and like just sort them out. A lot of the community help him to look after the dogs,
yes,
to make sure that the dogs are looked after.
Yes.
But he looks after the dogs better than himself.
That's always the case. Really.
He'll feed the dogs before he'll feed himself, basically.
Yes.
And the community help with the food. So this woman stole his dogs.
Disgusting.
Stole his dogs, and off she went to the SPCA.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so now we didn't know that she was at the SPCA. And the Melville community were up in arms. They put this on their Facebook page, and everybody was searching for the dogs and searching for this woman and trying to figure out what was going on. Lands up that this woman dropped the dogs off at the SPCA in Randburg.
I'm finished.
And she told them at the SPCA that she'd found them roaming the streets.
Mm.
Roaming the streets, these dogs.
But
here's where it gets interesting. Really interesting.
Mm.
So this post had been shared so much on social media that the kennel master from SPCA read it. And the SPCA in the area actually know Jonathan. And they know that he's...
You see.
That he looks after his animals. So the SPCA have said...
And that's the thing in Melville as well. Even the restaurants have dog bowls. So if you're walking with your dogs, you can give them water.
Totally.
Yes.
I mean,
they're dog-friendly.
Dog-friendly. Animal-oriented.
Animal friendly, yeah.
And what they've said now is that they will neuter the dogs, make sure they're dewormed, make sure they're up to date with all their vaccinations, all for free.
Yeah, thank you, lady, for that.
and then they're going to give the dogs back to Jonathan.
I'm glad.
And the SPCA have pledged to give him food for every month. to make sure that the dogs are well looked after?
So it started off as a negative, and it's ended in a positive, and for future, actually, it's, going forward,
it's just good news.
It really is good news.
I feel like it's good news. I feel like it's.
That's why I said thank you, lady, because I mean he didn't have his dogs, and he was probably devastated.
Look, the post was also, it caused a bit of mob justice.
Mm.
So crowd mentality, they put it up there, and the community were getting so angry. They were like, if you read some of the posts, they were like, if we find this lady, we're gonna. Whatever they're going to do.
I know.
But it's crowd mentality. Like it that, is. That mob mentality when everybody's getting angry.
Especially
together.
Especially when you're familiar with the animals and you're familiar with the man, the owner. On Sunday when I went to go and register for ward, you have to go register to vote again. And
do I have to register to go vote?
I think it's different. It was for our ward, for our area. We had to register again for our ward councillor.
This scares me because I have no idea what you're talking about. And okay. I'm relatively good when it comes to what's going on.
Well, I had to go and just make sure that my address and everything was correct. So
went. Can you just find out if we were all supposed to go?
I will.
Can you find out? And then just tweet us and let us know?
I will find out. So I went there and I said to the ladies, so I'm now making sure that my address is correct. What about the people that don't have a home? Or in informal settlements and stuff like that, because they say that they live on Church Street, but where on earth is Church Street? So she says, yes, they've got a different form for everybody. So even homeless people. And she said that if you live under a bridge next to this big tree and it's purple and this, that, and the next thing, you have to write that on the form.
Oh, wow.
And also if you have animals. Everything. I was like, wow, okay, so you really do cater for everybody. That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Very interesting.
Because here I am putting in my address and I'm like, what about the people that live under a bridge or in a bush or whatever the case? And they do have, they cater to those people.
Absolutely incredible. So every week we get to bring you South Africa's only good news chart show.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry and I search the internet high and low to bring you the best good news stories from around the world. We compile them. We put them through a massive auditing process.
Auditing process. Wow. Well, the load has increased.
Ernst & Young are involved.
Goodness gracious.
And then we bring you the top five good news stories that are chosen by an elite panel of judges being Kerry.
Woo!
And I mean, every week you specifically choose different ones for different reasons.
Yes.
They are all trending. And like you said, there's like 20 a day. Goodness, so it's like 140
very
a week.
Difficult. It's difficult to choose.
Man, it's not hard. What do we have at number five?
Fundraising collaboration supplies 708 bicycles for students in, how do you say this word?
Eritrea?
Yes. I've been trying, since yesterday, I'm like, how do I say this word? Okay, anyway, so funded by the annual 50-mile ride for Rwanda, the bicycles will make it easier for students in rural areas to get to school. So 708 brand new Dimension Data branded Buffalo Charger bicycles were distributed on the, I think it was the 11th. Last week, to students in this area, Eritrea, funded by the annual
Rwanda.
Yes, by the annual 50-mile ride for Rwanda event and the Bicycles Change Lives campaign. So a lot of people don't know that in all these rural areas, especially African in the upper African countries, people have to walk miles and miles and miles. They leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to school by 7. For example.
Yeah.
And all sorts happens on the way there and on the way back, and it's just not safe. So a bicycle changes someone's life forever. It changes their life, it changes their title. I mean, people respect them if you've got a bicycle as well. So this is a flipping great campaign. So well done to Dimension Data and all the other guys that were involved.
So I'll say two things, right?
Yes.
First of all, it doesn't sound like much when you say 708.
Oh, my word.
But a bicycle can easily cost you like 10 grand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So my maths is shocking, but let's try this. It's almost, no, there can't be 7 million
it
rand.
It is. But I don't think...
7 million. No, but it's these bicycle is a bicycle.
Yes.
The branding, all exactly. of that stuff. So it must all cost...
7 million rands.
I think that's a broader way of looking at
yes.
it.
Yes.
So that was the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing, I don't know if I like the fact that it's branded. I don't... For me, I don't.
Mm.
But that's just my own thinking.
Okay.
It's a really cool gesture and I love it. And it's great that they have the bicycles mm. and they're able to get to places. It would have been, I think, better if it wasn't branded.
Green bike campaign.
It could have been that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I know what you're saying.
Just saying, we're going to put that up online so that you can also catch up with it. What do we have at number four?
7-year-old has started an incredible initiative collecting shoes for underprivileged children. A 9-year-old boy from Johannesburg has started an incredible initiative to help put shoes on every single South African who needs them. So he was driving in the car with his mom the other day.
But his
name is Dario.
His mom at first shouted at him.
Yes, his name is Dario. His mom first shouted at him. Okay, anyway. And
That's the way the story goes, man.
Yes.
His mom, she was a little bit upset because she told him to put his school shoes on or something.
Yes.
And then she was like, they don't fit you.
Mm.
But they are only 3 months old.
Mm.
How's that even work?
Exactly. You have no idea how quickly you go through shoes. Anyway, how children go through shoes. So his name is Dario and they stopped at a robot and he saw a child with its mother, with the child's mother at the robot. And he decided that he is going to start an initiative collecting shoes. He's going to be collecting shoes and his goal is 1,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and he's already collected over 400 pairs.
Yeah,
now, if I look at the shoes in my drawer in my cupboard, if I have a look at my daughter's shoes and I have a look at my shoe collection, there are tens of tens and tens and tens of shoes. Lots of them. 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 pairs of shoes that we don't wear. And what he says here is that he wants to empower these children and he wants to put shoes on these children's feet. So he started and 400 shoes he's got.
Well, no. Over the weekend they counted and it's over 500 that they've already collected.
Look at him with all these shoes.
It's just him doing good. And can exactly. I tell you something? We've said this before because it comes up often. But if a little young South African can make such a difference.
He's 9 years old.
Imagine what you could do as an adult.
Mm, exactly.
Just rad.
So there are drop-offs for these shoes. So read the article and get involved.
We're going to put that all up online so that you can get involved and you can know what's going on. What do we have next?
A bus driver's anonymous good deed caught on camera in Durban. So Vanessa, this lady who caught this whole thing, did she film it or was on CCTV?
It was on CCTV, but she told the story.
Yes, because she was watching.
She was watching.
Yes. A bus driver in Durban anonymously performed a random act of kindness and it was caught on CCTV camera. So basically the bus driver stopped at the point where he normally stops outside where this bakery is where Vanessa was sitting. And he actually stopped the bus, got off the bus and helped an old lady that was on the bus to get off the bus and walk to her point. He stopped the whole bus. So he just got off the bus and helped her walk down the road.
It is beautiful. That is, I mean, it's something so simple.
He didn't have to.
No.
But he did. And there were countless more selfless South Africans who were literally lending others a helping hand, restores hope that the spirit of Ubuntu is all around us and is worth celebrating and reminding ourselves that Madiba may be gone, but his legacy of love and unity lives.
So I think that's what's important here. It was such a small act. It was something so small. It's something that shouldn't be spoken about because it's everywhere, right? And it should be everywhere. But here's the reality. It's not. So when you see that, and it went viral on social media, people were sharing it, they were talking about it. It was good news personified that inspired others to think about themselves differently. And that is what is important.
But it's not small for that old lady. it's not small for that old lady. It's massive. And it's it might have been small for other people, but it was really huge and well done.
We're going to put that story up online. Kerry, what do you have at number two?
Story of two farmers helping each other through tough times is inspiring us all.
So again, another one. Yeah. That's inspiring people to be better.
Faith like potatoes.
Was that not our 2017 motto?
Yes.
Be better.
Be better. Be better than you were last year.
And this is exactly that, right?
A story of neighboring farmers who helped each other through a tough time is showcasing the real South Africa and inspiring us all in the process. So, I think you say his name as Jara. Do you say it like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Posted the pictures, which have already reached thousands of people. So, in the beginning, so it tells you the story, the one farmer, so it's a black and white farmer. The black farmer had problems and he asked his neighboring farmer for help, which he did, and he helped where he could and how he could. And now you should see all these potatoes and how it's flourishing and how they helped each other. And now they are reaping the rewards. They're reaping their potatoes.
Please just read the last line of that.
Sure,
In the story, it says is it in there about race? I don't know where it is in the story.
Hold on a sec.
Maybe we've lost it. But basically, at a time in South Africa when majority of the stuff you see on mainstream media is fueling race debate.
Yes.
And it's all about, you know, blacks versus whites and whatever that is in between. Here's a story that is beautiful and true and raw. And it really does inspire others to be better.
It really does. It's got absolutely nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with race.
It was two humans and one needed exactly. help. And he helped his neighbor.
Look at all these potatoes.
Kerry's getting excited about potatoes, yeah. She wants some salt and vinegar chips.
I think it's amazing. I think it's really wonderful.
It's really cool. It's really cool. We're going to put the story up online.
It's a great story.
We're going to put the story up online so that you can see the potatoes and that you can see the cool, you know, also their love for each other is flipping cool. So we're going to put that up online. That's our number two story. Kerry, what do we have at number one?
Joburg mayor takes to the streets to clean up the city. While mainstream media reported on the Joburg mayor's meeting being disrupted by ANC members, they forgot about what happened when the meeting ended and Herman Mashaba took to the streets to clean up the city. So basically, he got on the ground with the people and he said, I hate criminals with a passion. I will make their lives difficult. I know Rosettenville residents don't want excuses from us. They want action. It is then my responsibility to make sure that they are safe, says Mashaba. So he basically got on the floor, on the ground, and started cleaning up drug dealers. The whole toot. That's huge.
So Rosettenville's been in the news like nonstop for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Our Joburg mayor went in there with the SAPS.
Yes, he did.
And he went in there to go make positive change.
To clean up the streets.
To clean up the streets.
Yes, and that's why he said he hates criminals with a passion. So we are accountable.
So what do we call that? That's leadership.
That is leadership.
And it's leadership that can inspire us to be better.
Leadership, and he's getting involved and people can see who he is. So it's not a case of I sit in an office. I want to see my people and I want my people to see me. And he's helping. He's doing a great job.
Man, that's good news. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. And we are going to put all of that up online so that you can see all those great stories. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. I nearly missed that cue because Kerry's sitting talking in the back end about whatever.
Console. I'm talking about console.
I believe you talk more off air than on air. Like on air, you're quite quiet.
I don't believe that at all.
Whatever. Every week we get to speak to inspirational South Africans and even companies that are doing great things for South Africa and the world. And this week is no different. We've got Dale Carolyn. I hope I said that right.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely. The senior executive of marketing for Console Glass with us in studio. Why glass? Why not glass, actually? It's so important. It helps with our environment, with being green. He even shouted at us because we've got bottles here that have got plastic in them, which I know is wrong. But isn't that the world? We need to change the world one thing at a time. Exactly. So hopefully we can.
Exactly.
Welcome to the good stuff.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time coming. We started this conversation last year. I think it was November.
Yeah.
When you guys did a certain campaign called Milk Stash Smiles. Hashtag Milk Stash Smiles. Yep. What was that about?
Well, we decided we wanted to bring back the milkman.
Mm.
And for those of us who remember getting milk delivered by the milkman, it was a really cool idea. And it was one of those opportunities where, you know, milk is predominantly in plastic.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't get it in glass bottles anymore. So the idea was, let's get real farm fresh milk. Let's get it into a glass bottle and let's deliver it to South Africans the way it used to be. So that was the hashtag Bring Back Pure campaign. Mm-hmm. And we delivered those to households all around the country. You can imagine how that went early morning, knocking on people's doors. Firstly, they weren't that excited to have themselves seen without makeup.
But that's the thing. I also discussed it. I've still got the milk hatch.
Yeah.
At my house, that little...
Oh, yeah.
Where they used to deliver the milk to you?
Yes, and you've got the little door and the milk goes inside there.
Man, I love it. It does. It takes you back to yesteryear.
It does.
And it there was something great about sort of living in that community where milk got delivered to your door.
Yes.
It was fresh from the farm.
Yep.
It's
pure.
Pure and also the I'm going to say safety, which is maybe not the right word, but the fact that milk got left on your doorstep and you would open the door and then bring it in without
and
it being stolen.
Yeah.
And you used to leave the money in the empty bottle, so that was also cool. Because I guess these days you wouldn't think that that would be around.
No.
But you made it happen, and you guys delivered all these milk, fresh milk, to charities.
We started off doing households in South Africa. So we identified, we focused Cape Town and Joburg, just purely from a logistics point of view. And we, for a couple of weeks, we ran the campaign, delivered milk, and then it was a plaid forward campaign. So what you would do is you come back to us, hit us on the hashtag, tell us who you would want to nominate, and then we would do a second round, and we would then do a second round to who you nominated. So the third part to the campaign was, okay, folks, tell us who we should be delivering this to outside of your friends.
Mm.
And that was a whole CSI campaign around, well, there's a hell of a lot of needy people out there. And then we basically got a list together of homes, you know, so old age homes, orphanages, et cetera, and we then did that, and that was the hashtag the Bring Back Smiles kind of campaign.
That's incredible.
And that was, we delivered that to those households, those homes, and you know, they, I mean, in any one day, I think it would cost them a couple of hundred rand just to give 60 kids some milk. So that was where that came about.
And it sounds like something so simple, giving a little bit of milk to someone, but it really, I mean, I saw the campaign, I saw the photos, I saw the kids that were benefiting, and it is just sharing smiles.
It was, and we love that, because the milk on the lip gives you a unique kind of smile. You know, when someone's had a swig of fresh milk,
yes,
you got that lovely white sort
milk
of
moustache.
Exactly.
Just flipping cool. You guys are doing really cool stuff. Just yesterday we wrote and you've actually brought in a glass jar for us, but we wrote an article on the new TV spot that you've put together.
Yeah.
I watched it, not expecting the emotive side in me to get stirred up so much. I cried a little.
Well,
and it's because it's beautiful, and it was put together so beautifully. I don't want to give it away, and I don't want to explain it wrong. So can you tell us sort of what inspired it, and putting happiness in a jar, where did that come from?
Okay, great. Thank you. I mean, it's been in the making for a few months, it certainly in the years that I've been working in marketing, I would argue that it's probably one of the best campaigns I've ever done. Certainly didn't do it by myself. We had a very good creative agency, Gray, who helped us, and some good directors. And the story was really, is how could we capture the magic of glass? How do you capture what it means to people? What moments are there in people's lives? Because it touches you in many ways, albeit celebratory or whatever it is that you're doing with glass and the product you're consuming it in. And the idea was that we would try and find a way to bring that magic story out in in children. And so the idea was that a little girl would, so the story goes, she has a blind grandmother, a blind gogo, and she goes to the park every day and experiences the wonders of the park, all the other kids, all the moments that happen at the park. And so what she does is she goes with her mom for a picnic. She's got her cookie jars with her cookies in it, and the first thing she does is she empties out her cookies, and then she makes her way around the park capturing all these moments. And the way the ad ends is that she arrives back at home where her gogo is sitting, obviously blind, and she takes her the jar that she's sealed, and she opens the jar, and the gogo says, "How was the park, my darling?" And she says, "Granny, gogo, listen." And she opens the jar, and all the sounds of the park come out of the jar. And it's just, it's just a really special way of conveying that the best things come in glass.
And it's beautifully put together. It's world class. It's international. The reception from South Africans and the community that have seen it has also just been so positive. And I've got a couple of tweets here. So someone, her name's Sasha Mender, she said, "Console Glass, your ad, I couldn't stop telling everybody at work about it. It is the most beautiful thing on TV right now." Someone else just said, "I just love Console Glass, the TV ad. It reminds me of my childhood moments." So awesome. It really does. You guys have got something right, and it brings that emotion to life.
I just love Console Glass. End of story.
Thank you, guys. I'm inspired and humble.
I really do.
So instead of sounding like I'm pushing product, which we're not at all, you haven't paid to be on the spot. We just brought you in because the advertising is really cool and the campaigns I believe in. Why is glass so important?
Sure. It's a long list of reasons. One, glass is completely protects the product that it's in. So, it's non-permeable, so it doesn't let air in and out. So it's a perfect barrier for most products. Some of South Africa's best loved brands are in glass, in food, in beverages. And then it has a whole story around it that most people don't know, in terms of it's environmentally friendly, it's 100% recyclable. And I think, our consumers, we get caught every now and again around what does recycling really mean. But at the end of the day, it's a full loop, cradle to cradle recyclability. So if I make a bottle with, that's 200 grams, I can take that bottle and throw it back into the furnace and make another 200 gram bottle. That's 100% recyclable. Mm. It's not downscaled. Other packaging mediums are downscaled. So there's a whole environmental story there. And then it starts to touch, I suppose some of the hot topics, which are around our oceans and some of the sort of throwaway culture that we've got in the modern day world, the convenience reality that we're all faced with. It's an ancient product. It's been around for more than 100 years. It's made from natural substances. It's an intense process. It is energy intensive, but not any more intensive than any of its
the other options that you have.
Yes.
I'm on a huge drive at the moment in my own life to be a little bit more conscious of my waste and to recycle properly. And I tell people this often, and they don't believe me, but since I've gone a little bit greener and I think about packaging and what I'm sort of buying and consuming, and recycling glass, because I'm lucky in my estate we have a green bin, so we're able to take it down to the green bin. And then I've also got a composter for all of the food waste and whatever. Mm-hmm. And when the garbage guys come on a Monday, the only thing I'm handing over is the size of one Woolworths bag. Yep. That's my waste for the week.
Yep.
And we're a household of four people. Yep. Like, it's possible to change the way that you do things.
It is.
And with glass, that is the most incredible thing, is that we're able to do that. It's all part of that recycling process. There was another story that we spoke about last week that we put online, and it was a gogo who collected the 42,000 tons of bottles. I've got it all here, so I'm going to send it to you.
Cool.
But you guys were part of that, so you need to know about it.
Okay, great.
Over the past 18 months, she's made friends with people in the taverns in her local township, and she'd retired as a domestic worker, but she still wanted to keep herself busy, and she still wanted to make money.
Yep.
So she collected 42,000 tons of glass over the past 18 months, and Console Glass came to collect it to recycle it. So it's and she wasn't expecting money for it, but apparently she's going to get some sort of kickback or something, which is just really cool stuff coming from you guys.
Well, look, the reality is that, for every bit of glass we can get back from landfill and back from consumers, the better for us, because if we use glass bottles in our raw material, you know, we're actually using less energy to melt. So, and there's a, and there's an intrinsic value. There's actually a financial value for that. So, so that makes a lot of sense. And we spend a lot of money and a lot of time and effort in developing small and medium enterprises to collect and bring those those glass bottles back to us, you know, so that we can one drive obviously employment and you know, kind of the greater good in South Africa. But at the end of the day, it's a commercial reality for us to be able to bring that back. It makes sense.
Man alive, if anybody wants to follow Consol, if they want to buy, I mean, you've got, you don't just do the products for drinking out of, we've now got the solar jars, you're doing a whole bunch of other things that are just everywhere. What do people do if they want to get involved with Consol or learn more about you guys?
Okay, so we're on the web, so consol.co.za.
It's the easiest way,
way to go. we got numerous Facebook applications depending on the consumption occasions, you know, so we depending on, you know, whether in the beverage occasion or whether in food. We also have two retail outlets. So our shop in Woodmead, I'm hoping that some people have been there. That's like a real an amazing experiment with glass, and we do a whole lot of interesting things. We import a whole lot of things. We sell different things in the, in the, into the kind of home industry environment. And we've got one in Stellenbosch as well.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So, and then, and soon to have one, a new one on the way. So that's the plan to bring that to the market.
It's fabulous. That easy. We're going to put all of that up online so that you can get involved as well. I'm going to post some pictures of what we've been delivered because we got free gifts. So that pretty much rocks. All in glass.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put all the stories back up online today so that we can get people talking about it and seeing the adverts and hearing all of those stories. It's been great having you on the show.
Guys, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks to them all. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. Last night I packed up all my clothing, bitch, I put the hoes in yesterday. Hey, hey, hey. I tried to make it on my own. It gets a little lonely right down here. But my father told me, son, stand up for you. The world is too crowded, living without love. And that's what you want, right? Through my front door, there's some kind of magic. Oh, she got me hazed. Is this really real? Counted up my blessings from today. Hey, hey, hey. You got anything to slow my beating eyes? Just a little heart to believe you're here. But my father told me, son, stand up for you. The world is too crowded. I don't want to listen to the international music anymore. I'm sitting in the background here with Mitzi George. They are an incredible new... They can't hear themselves. They're like, what? What is even going on? I don't have headphones. I don't even know what I'm doing. They're three spectacular ladies that are taking the South African... South African music scene, music scene by storm.
Yes.
So welcome to the show, Mitzi George.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Okay, when I need you to just, because we're sharing mics, so when you get, just get really close to a microphone. There we go. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
It's very intimate. Sharing this mic with me. So,
all these ladies.
We called Mitzi George, but what are your real names?
That is an excellent question.
One of us is Mitzi.
Well, I'm Sam, and this is Mia.
Hi.
And I'm Tammy.
Sam, Mia, and Tammy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
I've heard a bit of your stuff, and it's super exciting to hear something that's unique and different in the market at the moment, and beautiful.
Yes.
Really
thank
beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the name, though. Mitzi George, where does that come from?
Oh. Okay, Sam, you take it.
Okay, this is
I'm emotionally invested in the name.
Yeah, this is so awkward. I'll take it because I'm the most neutral.
Yeah.
So Mia phoned me one day and she said, listen, we've got to work on this band name. It's got to be good. It's got to be spectacular. It's got to be country. And I was sitting at the hairdresser, which is obviously where most of my amazing ideas happen.
For me, it's the shower.
So you see.
I'm a shower guy.
So there we go. I was sitting in the hairdresser. I was relaxed, you know, in those hideous mirrors. You don't want to look at yourself. You get internal. And we started thinking, and I was thinking, I love Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks, amazing. Ambiguous name. Girl, guy, we don't know. And Tammy has a beautiful little poodle named Georgie.
He's the love of my life.
He is.
That's why she's emotionally invested.
And Mia's firstborn, second born
is my son.
Yes. Is her little pappy Mitchell. And I was like, oh, Mitchell George. And I was like, no, too long. Mitchy George. Mia said, I love it. Mitzi George, best name ever. And I was like, well, that's not what I said, but okay.
We'll go with that.
So
it's basically our dogs.
Yeah. Started with puppies.
Mm. And we love them so. And we're animal lovers, so
I'm an animal lover too, so I'm all in.
That is super
I'm all
cute.
About it. Man alive. So you're country, right? Is this the genre that we live in? Is it country pop?
In South Africa we call it Southern Pop. Just because I think you know, the way of thinking is still stuck on the 70s when we mention country, but actually, Southern pop country music has come a long way since the 70s, and it's actually very much pop orientated these days. So it's pop, but it's got this country southern feel to it.
If I think of like international stars that are in the same sort of genre, they have in the past, I'm going to say decade. I'm just going to go with that number. Mm-hmm. They've become incredibly mainstream. Yeah. Where it's not honky-tonk in the back of the South.
It's more honky-tonk.
I'm not a fan of the honky-tonk.
No. not a fan of the honky-tonk.
She left me.
So it's relevant and it's mainstream and people are listening to that nowadays.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say this and please don't hit me over the head because I don't. But like Taylor Swift, she comes from country.
Absolutely.
She was country.
She is.
You know.
A lot of country influence in a lot of her stuff.
Yeah. And now she's one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yes. Absolutely.
Flip
she
man.
Is. She is.
Okay.
She tells a story. Mm. Everyone wants to tell their story.
We're gonna hear from your stories in a bit because apparently we're doing an acoustic something what.
Yay!
So how long have you been around? I mean, is it relatively new?
We've been together for 2.5, 3 years now. So we've been singing together 3 years, but Mitzi George is brand new. So the three of us, old school. But Mitzi George is about, what, six, seven, 8 months old?
Yeah.
We knew.
What sort of stuff when you said you were singing before? Was it more corporate, that sort of deal?
We all have got different, we come from different backgrounds and we've got different styles of music. Like Sam is more
contemporary jazz.
Mia's definitely more country. I'm more blues and soul. Yeah. So our voices together, we found blends really well. And we all, one of us is a soprano, the other one's a mezzo, I'm an alto. And it just works.
Yeah. Flows.
So it's not necessarily just country that we like to sing.
We actually all teach singing. And
is that your day? I was just about to say.
Yes. That's what we do in the day.
Here's a reality. Being in the entertainment industry is incredibly tough, no matter where you are.
Absolutely.
And there's 7 billion people in the world.
Absolutely.
If you're going to be entertaining, it's, you know, you're facing a lot of other people that might want to do the same thing. So you've all got day jobs.
Yes, and we teach.
We teach so we can sing. Yeah. But also, you know, we teach because all of us come from the kind of background where if you're blessed with something, if you're blessed with a gift, you've got to spend your time giving back and sharing that with other people. Yeah. And that's where we all come from. Yeah. So music is what we love and it's our soul food and that's what feeds us. But teaching feeds other people. And so it's a really nice kind of full cycle. Yes.
And Mitzi George's, it started as a heart project. Mm. You know, we would get together Thursday mornings and we would sing and have coffee and catch up.
Mm.
And then we decided, hey,
we're pretty
actually,
good.
We could do something.
This might be marketable. We
guys,
can do this.
We'd sing and we'd be like, guys,
that was
amazing. I just gave myself goosebumps. We'd be like, I know, that was brilliant.
And
that
I feel like I'm in a Disney production.
Well, without further ado, I think we need to give our listeners a little bit of a taste of what it is that you do. apparently you've prepared an acoustic set of one song and one song only of Mr. Jason Mraz, who we all love.
Yes.
He's great.
He is just a beautiful, beautiful, you know. Yeah. I don't even know how to start. Do you want to string your air guitar? I don't know how it works. Yeah. How do we do acoustic?
No, no. No, I'm joking. So we thought that we'd do it a cappella.
Yes.
Just because... Well, we think it sounds quite pretty, so hopefully everybody else enjoys it.
Okay. Oh, wait, we're all getting mic.
We're all getting a mic. That's
Kerry's
great.
Kerry's just passed over a microphone.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, Kerry.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, checking us out.
If you move one of these, it's actually
better. Okay, cool. Marvelous.
It's getting technical, yeah?
Yeah, no, okay. Kerry, you might have to hold the mic.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready?
Okay, we're ready.
Do I have to count you down?
Yeah, do that.
In 5, 4, 3... 2, 1, it's Mitzi George.
When I look into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. There's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, it seems like we've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? 'Cause I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my still looking up.
There we go.
That is flippin' incredible.
Thank you.
If there's one thing in this world I wish I could do, it's sing. And I think the universe has an amazing way of just doing things right. I'm going to come for singing
me
lessons.
Too.
Yay. We can help you. Yeah. Well, we might not be able to. I mean, it's not a... That's, yeah. that's
if you're tone deaf, there is nothing we can.
So you were either born with it or you won't.
So yeah. I get to meet really incredible people like you. And I've had the Motherland in here before, Sean from the Motherland. Mm-hmm. And he sings at the Four Ways Farmers Market sort of on a Sunday and at Beer House. And he does all those things. And it was... My birthday is on the 16th of January, which is a Monday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And on the Sunday, we were at the Four Ways Farmers Market. And I was drinking a bit of gin and tonic and a bunch of friends and having a great time. And he went, "Brenty, come and sing a song with me. Come on, get up on stage and sing a song."
Oh, wow.
And I'm not afraid. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
And I got up on stage and I sucked so bad. It was terrible. And Sean actually said at the end of the song, he was like, stick to being around the radio. Don't go singing. The other side of that is you are flipping phenomenal.
Yeah,
oh, you're amazing.
You said you thought you sounded good when you do sound
you
good.
Really do.
Yes. Confirmation.
Just absolutely incredible. If people want to follow your journey, if they want to book you, if they want to get hold of some of your music, because you've also got original tracks, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to play one in a second.
Marvelous.
But if they want to get hold of you, where do they go?
They go to our website, www.mitzygeorge.com. So that's MitzyGeorge.com. And we're also having our single launch on Friday night at Mystic Skied in Pretoria, at the Pretoria Barnyard, and we'd love it if people could come and support
that's
us
amazing.
And see what we're about.
Yeah, come see what else we can do.
Yeah.
Well, look, this was just a taste of what you can do. I see great things to come.
Me too.
And you know what's really cool is I had you in studio
first
inception, like when you were still new.
Yes.
So when you become famous and you're on the stage getting a Grammy in a couple of years,
we're going to remember this time.
Can you just go Brenty from Cliff Central? Massive shout out. Thank you. I'm going to put all of the links up online so that people can get hold of it. You can find it on the Cliff Central website as well as my own Twitter and Good Things Guy. and all of those things. Thank you for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Before we go, because I just want to find out, the single that I'm playing is I Am Home.
Mm.
What is the story behind that? If you can sum it up in 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. The three of us got together. We decided we want to write. Turns out we write pretty well as a team, guys. So we got together. We wrote this song, and it is about love, appropriate for Valentine's Day, but it's about each other because we really are like Disney characters and we love one another. And then we wrote it about our journeys and finding each other and friendship and love and beautiful
and
things.
Basically, we feel at home with each other. On stage.
Yes.
That's our home.
And that's the long and short of it. I'm going to put everything up online. We're going to play out with their single. It's Mitzi George, I Am Home. I'm going to leave you with this before we go, because every week I leave a little quote that people can just hold on to for the day. And today is no different. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. It really does make my heart happy today to see all of the love that everybody's sharing on social media. Some people are like, bucket, vom, I can't. I think it's beautiful. And so I'll leave you with this. When we love, we always strive to become better than we are. And when we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. Aww. So celebrate the love today. Happy Valentine's Day. Yay. I hope you all have a terrific Tuesday. This is Mitzi George with I Am Home. CliffCentral.com.